الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل يوم هو في شأن فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان قال تبارك وتعالى إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين درود شریف اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders, brothers and youngsters, just entered the masjid and I saw so many children, youngsters, and I realized today is school holiday, completely forgotten. I saw them and these youngsters come to the masjid for some reason. That is the reason they want to understand also. They want to listen something. So there'll be no complaint from elders. This today, you know, the topic is in English. I'm just changing topic now. When I entered the masjid, I saw them. Brother Shehbaz remind me, today you're going to talk in English or Urdu? I said, why? He said, it's school holiday today. I said, I forgot. I should see some good topic for youngsters. But anyway, mashallah, these future our group of youngsters, if they change, inshallah, then be great success for all of us, inshallah. New technology, each and every student and each and every youngster's got in the hand, in the pocket. Why we don't tell them something good? In the oldest time, not only youngster, even elders also, they were running towards the ulama and scholars to learn hadith, to learn Quranic ayat, to learn chapter of fiqh and masail. Youngsters today also, mashallah, they run towards the ulama. But elderly, look at the Ghalibi Qattan rahmatullah alayh. How old is he? 65 years old. He was a businessman, was selling cotton wool. He came to Kufa from so far to sell, to do business of cotton wool. My youngsters must listen this. And elders also. Not from the years, open your heart and listen. How much they had the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was staying in Kufa for nearly 1 year. And he entered in Kufa. Allahu Akbar. He heard that some sheikh always give once a week or twice a week, he give lectures of hadith. So he was doing business. Another side, he was sitting in the gathering of the great scholar to learn the hadith. He was memorizing the hadith. 1, 2, 1, 2. Is it not a small reward? If you learn one hadith or one Quranic ayat, I am not saying, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, you will get a reward of 1,000 nafal rakats. 1,000 nafal rakats. The sahabi is not going to say anything if they don't listen from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Definitely, he said, if you learn one chapter, one Quranic ayat, one hadith, one masla, from the hadith, from the Quran, from the fiqh, 1,000 nafal rakats. Imagine, can you perform 1,000 rakats in a whole day? Just to listen one hadith, one Quranic ayat, one masla, you get 1,000 nafal rakats reward. Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if you learn one hadith from some sheikh or from some alim, how much reward will be? 40 nafal hajj. 40 nafal hajj. Plus 10,000 dinar to spend in the path of Allah. Plus 1,000 slave to free in the path of Allah. To free. If you, Prophet Sassam said, if you free one slave, the Jahannam will become haram on you. This is a good idea. When a school holiday, the parents bring the youngsters. They also understand. They must know what is right, what is wrong. What we're supposed to do. What we have to do. Ghalib Qattan Rahmatullah Ali. He says, I came to do business, but now when I heard that some sheikh is delivering the hadith, I was sitting in his gathering to learn the hadith, not for one day. He says, I was doing business for 1 year, the whole year I was going to in his class to learn hadith, whole year. Was the last day I was leaving tomorrow, Kufa, going back to my house. My business work is finished. So I thought, let me pass the whole night with my sheikh. Let me learn something. At least I get some dua from him. Because I'm leaving tomorrow. His ustad was standing in tahajjud namaz. Was reading Suratul Ali Imran. And the ayat came, Shahidallahu annahu la ilaha illahu wal malaika wa ulul ilmi qa'imam bil qist la ilaha illahu wal azizul hakim. The sheikh was repeating, the ustad was repeating this ayah in tahajjud namaz while crying. When he completed his tahajjud namaz and he finished his dua, the Ghalib Qattan, he said, I went to him and I asked him, definitely you know some hadith about the virtue of this ayah. The ayat is mentioned in Surah Al Imran, in third ruku. The second ruku mentioned, Shahidallahu annahu la ilaha illahu. Definitely you know some virtue of this hadith. Subhanallah. He said, yes. So I'm staying by you from 1 year. You did not tell me the hadith, the virtue of this ayah. But the sheikh says, Wallah. He took the qasam of Allah, the oath of Allah. La akulanna hadha al-hadith ila sana. I'm not going to tell you this hadith till another 1 year. He took qasam. He went to see. Baz cheeze aisi nahi mil jati mufat mein na. Everything you can't get free. He went to see his aim about the knowledge, about the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went to know that. Allahu Akbar. He said, Wallah, I am also taking the oath of Allah. I'm going to stay another 1 year until you tell me this hadith. Dusre ek saal tak main yahi rahunga jab tak aap mujhe hadith bayan na kare. Another whole year I'm going to learn few other hadiths, but I'm going to listen to you this hadith. This hadith is not about virtue of ahkam and rule and regulation, about virtue. He was staying again another 1 year in Kufa just to listen one hadith. He was a businessman. After 1 year, he did write the date and day that you told me. Proper 1 year. When the year finished, 1 year finished, he went to his Sheikh. Hazrat, you promised me to tell me the hadith after 1 year. Today the year is finished. You have to tell me the hadith. Now, after 1 year, the Sheikh is telling him, listen, ever recite this ayah, Shahid Allahu annahu la ilaha illahu yuja'a yawm al-qiyamah. He will come on the day of Qiyamah. Hadith Qudsi, qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, yuja'a yawm al-qiyamah. Allah will call him on the day of Qiyamah. A person who recites this ayah, Shahid Allahu annahu la ilaha illahu wal malaika wa ulul ilmi qa'iman bil qist la ilaha illa huwal azizul hakim. Allah will call him, I will tell him, abdi ahdun ilayya, my servant, this is my promise. You made promise, there is none worthy of worship but one Allah. You promised that, my promise today, the angel, please take him in Jannat. Just to listen the hadith to another 1 year. And today we have no time. We got time to watch our TV film, so and so and so and so. We got no time to sit in tafsir of Quran. Now we got no time tafsir of hadith. We got no time. We got time to do something else. Allahu Akbar. That was the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me tell you one more thing. Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi, as I mentioned on Wednesday in the ladies program also, Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi, he was giving dars in one village, a near city. That people came and told him, Hazrat, come to our city also. Another only 1 hour you give us also hadith dars, the lesson from the hadith. Hazrat said, I got no time. So far from one city to another city, walk from here to there and come back from there to here, waste so much time. Rather, I must do some more dars here in the city, different masajid. They said, we're going to organize a camel for you. You just sit on top on the camel and you travel and you come to our city, just deliver the hadith and you come back. Every day we're going to do that. Hazrat says, okay, I will come to your city also to give dars. Subhanallah. One old man, he came to Hazrat Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi. What he said, Hazrat, I also want to learn some hadith from you. Old man, how old is he? 62 years old. I want to learn hadith from you. Hazrat says, no time. I'm so busy here and there. No time. He said, Hazrat, how are you going from here to there? And how are you going to come back from that city to this city? So I'm going to travel on the camel. I'm going to go from here to there and I'm going to come back on the camel. But I have no time. He said, never mind. You sit on the camel and start traveling from this city to that city, from that city to this city. I'm going to run behind your camel. I'm going to run behind your camel. You just say the hadith and I will learn my hadith. So easy today to learn hadith, just to sit and listen from the ulama. Those times, Allahu Akbar, how much they made effort. Our youngsters have no time. They're so busy in school. These are the opportunity to come, bring them to listen something good from the hadith, from the Quran. Allahu Akbar, Allah had so much love with us, so much love upon his servants. You can't imagine Allah how much had love for the ummah, for his servants. Not only with the pious people. Not only with pious people. He had love for those people also. Those who disobey Allah. If Allah love only pious people, then what will happen?
Those who disobey Allah, they won't get food. They won't get water if Allah gets angry. Like mother, she got love, Allahu Akbar, with the good children also. And the disobedient children also, she waiting till night, till late night, when my son is going to come. He's gone out, he's not coming, not listening. But still she's waiting. She's waiting. She's worried about them. And Allah had so much love for the servant, for his servants, that Allah said, okay, my pious people, pious servants, they comes every day in the masjid to perform namaz 5 times. When the muazzin call them, they come to masjid. They show their face to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They stand in salah. And they do, they recite Quran. They do tilawat of the Quran. Many zikr, tasbihat. But there are so many disobedience. They're not coming to the masjid. Not coming to the masjid. Even muazzin call them. Sometime Friday to Friday. Sometime Eid to Eid. Sometime one namaz a day. Sometime nothing. They don't even come for many, many months in the house of Allah. And Allah is calling them. The muazzin is calling them. This is the words of Rasulullah. Words of Allah that come towards success. Come towards success. But still the disobedient people, they don't come to the masjid. Still Allah said, I love my pious people. But there is certain months, certain week, certain nights, certain days. I call them also. Like for, you see so many companies. If they want to sell their goods, what they do? They keep some sell once a year or twice a year. Why they want to pull the customer? They want to pull customer. Normally, those who want to buy, they go anytime and buy. They got money. But sometimes some people do not go at all that company, that place, that shop, that factory. They only go when they see the sale. Baat meri samajh mein aa rahi hai? When they see sale is here. So they will come. Those who did not come in the shop, in the factory, for many, many months, they'll come also and buy a little bit from that factory, from the shop. Allah says, so many my disobedient servants, they're not coming to my house. My house in a masjid, they don't listen to me. I keep some cell. Sometime the month of Ramadan, sometime, Allahu Akbar, Ashara, 1 week, the 10 days of Ramadan, sometime Shab-e-Qadr, sometime Shab-e-Barat, sometime month of Shaban, sometime month of Muharram, just keeping cell. So at least these people who are far from my ibadats, they also come and they also say, Allah, we come to you today after many, many months. Allah, forgive me. Allah want to forgive those servants also. That's why he kept so many days, so many months, so many weeks, a year, that they also, Allah want to forgive them also. The hadith is quoted by Prophet ﷺ was not akhil and miser, subhanallah. He showed everything for this ummah. How my ummah got success. Qali and amali, practically and verbally, told everything. Everything he said. Allahu Akbar. He did not hide nothing. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, the hadith is quoted by Imam Bukhari in Imam Muslim rahimahumullah, that Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrated the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast in the month of Shaban more than other months besides Ramadan. Approximately 27 days, 28 days, he used to fast, because one of the hadith, he used to fast whole month. One of the hadith, most of the days of Shaban, he used to fast. Reason why? Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentioned. She says the reason, the hikmah behind, the wisdom behind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahu Akbar, in the month of Shaban, in the month of Shaban, the everybody's last year deeds, deeds, I mean good deeds and evil deeds are going from this world to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and shown to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This is Prophet Sassam says, my wishes, I want to fast many, many days in this month that my deeds are go to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. There'll be no guna at all. And you cannot even say that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, na'uzubillah, he committed any sins. Never. Our yakin that Anbiya are innocent from all kind of sins. But look at what he said, that our deeds are going to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in the month of Shaban. Hadith is Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi, that if I wonder Allah gets happy when he see my register of deeds. What you going to find in the register of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Tell me, any kind of guna? You can find? No, never. You're going to find so and so person. He put so many thorn on my way, I forgive. The so and so person hurt me, I forgive him. So and so person. He showed everything, all the good character, the good things, ibadat, asgar of day and night is written in the register of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Still he said, I want to fast in this month that my act be shown to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Allah gets happy. And what about my deeds from last year Shaban to this Shaban? Shab-e Barat is coming on the 15th Shaban. What about my deeds for whole year? I will find so many bad deeds, guna, major sins in my register. What I did it, I know myself. Nobody have to tell you. Allah knows everything. I don't have to go and tell anybody. You don't have to go and tell anybody. You know yourself how much you disobey Allah from last Shaban to this Shaban. Now your act are going to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What Prophet Sassam said, if I fast, so Allah have more mercy on me. Mera bhooka banda hai. He's a thirsty. He's hungry. He's fasting for the sake of Allah. I want to forgive him. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not tell the Sahaba to do that. Practically he showed the people. He's fasting in the month of Shaban, that my ibadat be shown to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that Allah gets happy. So we have to fast more than him. At least, not for whole month, at least 13, 14, 15 of Shaban, the 3 days of this month, or you can do more than that, before 15 Shaban, what will happen? Allahu Akbar, Allah will say, this my servant, he disobeyed me for whole year, but today his deeds are reached to me while he's fasting. Oh angel, you bear witness, I'm forgiving him. Another reason mentioned by Imam Muslim rahimahumullah, Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrated the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast in the month of Shaban more than other months. The hikmat, she mentioned, Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in this month Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is going to tell the angel of death, angel of, it's called Malikul Maut, will give them register that who's going to die from this Shaban to next Shaban. Allah will give them register from this Shaban to next Shaban. So I want to fast in the month of Shaban. Why? That my register go to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah get so much mercy on me, that my death will come. It is written inside that his good deeds came to me while he was fast. Thing to, oh my angel, when you go and get him and take his soul out, to have mercy on him, raham karna, karam karna. He was thirsty, he was hungry, he was fasting, he got everything, but still he was fasting for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You have mercy on him, you have mercy. Bring him slowly, nicely. Don't put hard on his at the time of departing from this world. Take it out easily, his souls. That's why I'm fasting. Maut koi aasan cheez hai. اس رات میں ہمارے اعمال بتائے جاتے ہیں نا, تو اس میں ہم روزے کے ساتھ ہو تو ہمیں اگر موت آنے والی ہے, وی ڈونٹ نو دیٹ دا نیکسٹ ایئر وی گوئنگ ٹو ڈائی اور ناٹ, سو مینی وہ لاسٹ ایئر وہ ہی دے ڈائی ٹوڈے, دے وینٹ اوے, دے ڈیپارٹڈ فرام دس ورلڈ, دے بریڈ انڈر سو مینی سو مچ سینٹ, دے آر ویٹنگ فار اس ٹو سینڈ سم ریوارڈ فار دیم, ٹمارو وی گوئنگ ٹو گو. Forget the people, nobody read for us. We have to do something before we buried in our grave. The hadith is quoted by Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayh. I don't know what's wrong with our people today. Says so many hadith. Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayh brought the whole chapter of Shaban, Shab-e-Barat. So many hadith. Sometimes I'm thinking, so many, the modern ulamas, they want to keep our Muslims far from Islam. Said, no, there is no thubut for it. There is nothing. I'm telling you the hadith of Bukhari and Muslim. Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadrat Aisha mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading namaz in my house at the night of Shab-e-Barat. Allahu Akbar was a long sajda. And I was listening the dua, what he was saying in his namaz. Allahu Akbar, Allahumma in أعوذ برضاك من سخطك وبمعافاتك من عقوبتك وأعوذ بك منك جل وجهك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. Beautiful words he said to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Learn this word. Who taught me? Jibreel alayhi salam taught me. And who taught Jibreel? بولو نا, سو گئے آپ لوگ. کس نے سکھایا جبرائیل کو؟ اللہ نے سکھایا. تو دیز ورڈز آر کمنگ فرام اللہ. ہی تاٹ, اللہ تاٹ جبرائیل, اینڈ جبرائیل تاٹ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اینڈ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ٹیچنگ عائشہ, اینڈ ہیز ٹیلنگ عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا, یو ٹیچ ادرز آلسو. دیر از سم تھنگ ان دس ورڈ, سم تھنگ ان دس دعا. اللہم انی اعوذ برضاک من سخطک. Hey Allah, I'm asking you. Allah, I seek refuge from you. I want from you your pleasure. Your pleasure, please save me from your anger. Save me from your anger. Who's saying this? Not me and you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no anger on him. He want to show his ummah, I'm not hiding anything. Whatever I'm doing for you, till the day of Qiyamah, the people also, they go in sajda and they beg to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I did not come to masjid, at least one day come and tell Allah, give me hidayat, change my life, I can start my namaz, my ibadah, my zikr, my Quran tilawat. You come and ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Rasulullah s.a.w. saying himself, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi radaka min sakhatik wa bi mu'afatika min hukumatik. Ya Allah, forgive me from your punishment. Don't give me punishment. Wa a'udhu bika minka jalla wajhuk. Allah, nobody can save from your anger. Ya Allah, you give me protection from your anger. I cannot say any word of your tarif and praise. Ya Allah, your praise, whatever you mention, that is a true. I can't praise you, Allah. Who's saying this word? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not for 1 minute, for longer, 2-3 hours in sajda. He's crying. If you can't remember the hadith, the du'as, at least you come this night in firadi torpor, not ijtimai torpor. If he's collectively, this du'a should mean, what mijaz kaisa hai? Nahi, nahi, nahi. Bayan hoga, du'a hogi, bas. We are free now. No. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made this dua in his house in sajda. In sajda. Individually is asking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Otherwise he could say to sahaba also, come in a masjid, we can do dua together. But meri samajh mein aa rahi hai. He's doing in the house asking Allah. There are some duas, ijtimai, some duas individually. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking Allah and he's crying. Anyway, the time is over. I want to say more thing, inshallah. But may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. May qadr and value of this month, the month of Shaban, especially the youngsters, they must not waste their time. They must not waste their time in the computer, in the games, and I don't know what and what and what they're doing today. Always the phone in the hand. in the right hand one phone, other side one, I don't know, iPod, iPod, I don't know what. And by the head you can find a big computer, lakeside you can find big TV. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. May Allah save us. If the person watching TV and without dua he slept away, if he dies, what's going to happen? He die with iman? I'm asking you a question. Prophet Sassam said your last word should be the tasbih or some kalima. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand. And may Allah give the tawfiq the parents to explain the youngsters. Allahu Akbar. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.